Good day for Friday, September 19th, 2025. I'm going to be making my way from Oman to Naaldwijk. Naaldwijk being my hometown where I was born. However, I still need to pick up the letters that I intend to display on the Land Cruiser, displaying the website, so that people who were wondering could then find out what they were wondering about. In order to get to those letters, I needed to go pick them up in a little town to the north of Oman first, with Erhard, who had arranged them to be made himself. He has a pretty tough life, living in a pretty neat farm home, taking care of some animals and having a good time. We all do our own thing. Isn't that absolutely amazing and wonderful? So I made my way on the most of the freeways to towards Naaldwijk, and ran, of course, into a few snags, like a 9 kilometer lineup of cars. And as you listen on the radio, they tell you where all the stoppages are, which I guess is helpful if you want to decide to not go that way or change your route or anything like that. But you can count on the Netherlands, it's stoppages every day, pretty much. Obviously, more so on the western side of the country than on the east side. So that's definitely a reason to live on the east side. It is also a lot less crowded on the east side. They don't call it the east side. What do they call it? I'm not sure what they call it. They call it different things for different people. So Holland has a significant thing about towns. Towns are generally separated by some open space, so you can see the next town from the town you're in. It's all very relaxed and narrow roads. I mean, again, those truck drivers, they're absolutely astounding that they can arrange to go around these things, and now they have all those roundabouts to go around, as well as those bumps in the road, because they are just about everywhere. You are definitely discouraged to go fast, which is probably a good thing. So I finally made it back to Naaldwijk again. I had been there in April earlier this year. That was the time when I did pick up the Land Cruiser in Castricum, in the north of the Netherlands, in North Holland, not too far from Amsterdam. And the Land Cruiser had been in service with the people that the lifeguards on the beach in its early days. And it has yet to reach 100,000 kilometers, but it's getting really, really close. Thank you for coming along with this journey. Now, if you happen to have questions about anything that I might be able to answer, you're welcome to click the tab on the website and get me those questions, so I might be able to answer. In the meantime, tomorrow is going to be a fascinating day. Thank you for checking in.